Hey folks, in this interview, I talk with Jan van Beinhem about his new book, Marks of Pride and Beauty.
This is TWIP.
All right, folks, I'm here with Jan van, to make sure I get the name right. It's Jan van Beinhem. Did I get that right? Did I get the name?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good enough. Good enough.
It's good enough. I've been practicing. But Jan and I are here to discuss something that's been a project that he's been working on for quite some time now. And it's one of those critical products or projects that photographers sort of throw themselves into from time to time when they sort of feel the draw to do something positive and to tell a story about a particular segment of the world. And then, and in John's place, it's the Marks of Pride and Beauty book that he put together. I'm going to hold that up right there.
Yeah,
it is a beautiful book that he put together, and I want to get to the bottom of it. I want to have you tell us the story about how you put it together and what the impetus was or the idea that drove you to putting the book together. And just to set the story. The book is about people that have suffered some sort of trauma in their lives and as a result have scar tissue on their bodies.
Yeah.
And you've photographed
it. It's about
them.
Scars. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So why don't
it's
you
about
guys,
scars?
Yeah, tell me all about it.
It could be burning scars or from operations or amputations, whatever. It doesn't matter. And tell them how beautiful they are unless or maybe because of their scars.
Yeah.
That's the idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, going through the book, I was struck, and you know, my first reaction was, and I think like many people would be like, whoa, wow. 'Cause you don't see that every day. Right. It's shocking. And then you go through the book again and you start understanding, you know, and start empathizing with the people that have gone through these traumas. Like, how was it getting, were people relatively open to letting you photograph them or were they shy?
Especially the first people I photographed, they were already in the process of getting used to it and to get alive with it. Most of them were injured when they were very young, 3 or 4 years old, 2 years old. So by accident, of course, most of the time. And of course they are used to it, and especially the first model I photographed was Renske, and she's working as a model, and she's very used to it, to the scars, and they said that they are a jewel to my body, and it's like a tattoo actually. Right. And she was very used to it, to work with that, and that was also the inspiration to go to do something more with that.
Yeah.
And to show people that also with scars you could be normal functioning. And I hope that people, when they read a book and they understand how it looks like, and of course sometimes it's shocking to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
But to get used to it, I hope that there is some kind of level that someone with scars, no matter what, and just do normal like you do with normal people.
Yeah, it is
together.
That's
the idea.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is normal. It is for many people. It's just a part of daily life as you go through, and you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was curious as I was going through the book. I wanted to ask you: Did you find any common sort of, you know, traits between these models other than, you know, the obvious, you know, them all being scarred? Were there any sort of personality traits that you saw that were common throughout everyone that you photographed?
Yeah, absolutely. Most of the people are very tough. They want to fight. They are very stand for their rights and proud. Yeah, that's also when. Yeah, and of course, not everyone with scars is feeling proud about it. But
sure.
The people I photographed, they are, and maybe they are an example for other people to be proud of as well. So we hope there's a community, because all the people I photographed, more than 50, wow. We are a community as well. We build a group, a private group on Facebook, and we talk to each other. And so they're helping each other as well. some people know each other from before the project, but also they learn other people within the project. So it's
How did you find the people? Was it the Facebook group happened and then you were able to bring get the people from the Facebook group, or was it vice versa?
Yeah, vice versa, actually. I started with just an announcement. Well, I was looking for people to have more with scars. And a lot of people sharing the announcements as well. Maybe there's something for you. This may be something for you. Then I got in contact with the Dutch Brandwondenstichting, which is the community or the foundation actually for people with burning scars. Mm-hmm. And they supported the project from the beginning. And via them, I got a lot of people with burning scars. And then it grows bigger and bigger and bigger. And I got also people with other scars, like amputations and operations or all kinds of things. Yeah.
Wow. And then what the other sort of technical question, as we try to kind of take the conversation in that direction, is what were the logistics of getting this set up? I mean, was it like just a traditional model shoot where you have a studio, the model shows up at a certain time, you know, and there's assistants on set and you shoot it? Yeah. You know, was it like that, or was it more serendipitous?
Yeah, more like that. But it took a lot of more time than a normal shoot. People get used to the environment. There was always, or most of the time, there was a MUA with it. Makeup artist involved as well. Mm-hmm. Also,
these are traditional photo shoots. Then these are full-on model shoots.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So they during the process, first we talk, we drink a cup of coffee or eat something, and then we do the makeup, and then they are growing and bigger, and then I took the photo at the end. And I had people in my studio starting at 6 in the evening. And then at 10:30, you said, well, now we have to make a picture as well, because you also have to go home late. Yeah. You know? And then in the last half hour, you make a picture. And that's in the book as well.
So, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
So you're getting really note people and getting into them. And that's,
And then how did, as far as equipment goes, what do you shoot with? Are you in there with a DSLR or mirrorless or medium format?
Yeah, DSLR. Yeah, it's a black one. Yeah.
That's awesome. Because we don't care about the brand or anything.
Well, it's Canon, but
it doesn't matter.
Canon, I should say, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's just a camera, and it's the tools, and you use it, and I shoot in a studio, which is behind me as well. Mm-hmm. Because the project was taking a long time, it took almost 3 years to finalize it until the book. I also see a sort of kind of a grow into the book with the first photos are okay for me. No, they get better at the end. That's oh, so it was a learning curve as well.
So you can look at your progression as a photographer by looking at the book from beginning to end. Right.
Yes, they are on most of the models are on Batik curve order, not of historical order. But I started with Renske, which is the first model. That was the really start of the project.
Yeah.
And later on, I use the alphabet to order them.
That is great. I'm going to use your line. You know, whenever someone asks me what kind of camera I shoot with, I'm going to say a black one. You know,
it's a black one. Yeah,
It's a black one with some glass on the front.
With a glass and it's a shutter on it and a trigger.
I love it. Well, then, okay. How successful has the book been so far, and where is it distributed to? Is it exclusively available online, or is it in bookstores? How does all that work?
Yeah, on some local bookstores as well, but it's a very specific target market. The market is a lot of people who are, of course, there are 51 people in it, and so a lot of people say, well, I want that book which my friend is in it, or my daughter or my son, whatever. And we printed 700 books, and I still have 200 left. So it's okay. It's a success. I can say that.
If people that are watching this want to purchase it, can they order it, or how would they get their hands on a copy?
Yeah, it's easy to order online on mpb.photo. That's the website.
And we'll put the link in the blog post.
And it's you can buy it online, and then I will send the book by myself actually to the people.
Okay, since you are shipping and you made the book, and if someone purchases the book and mentions This Week in Photo, will you sign it for them?
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. Limited edition.
A signed book. Yeah.
I love it.
And every book I send away, it feels like a little piece of you going away on the mail. It's beautiful to send it.
You made 700 babies, and you're sending them out into the world.
Absolutely, to let them grow and to send a message actually to the people to get used to people with scars and to treat them as normal people. That's actually the big message.
Did you find that? I mean, you know, having had conversations with all the models in the book, did you find that their experience with people was, what was their experience with people? Do people kind of like, you know, and not want to talk to them, or were they just kind of avoiding them, or were they more curious and inquisitive about how the scars happened? What was the reaction?
It's all of that what you say. They have of course there's empathy to them, but there's also some strange reactions as well. They have experienced a lot of if you ask me, I think how can you say that? For instance, on the grocery store, someone's coming to them. So, well, do you know there is something to do as plastic surgery? Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's why, you know, that's people have been through a lot of difficult processes. There are people which are have operations for 30, 40 operations to get it all fixed like it is now. So that's to do. So they have.
That's crazy. So then what's the next step for you as a photographer? I mean, now that you've got this book out there, it's printed.
Good question.
Is it the next version of this book? Because I'm sure there's more people to photograph. Or are you going to shift to a different sort of topic? What's next for your art form?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, the book the title is in English. But as you said, the text in it is in Dutch.
It is in Dutch,
And I would like to make a bigger book, which is thicker, more people in it with English text, and maybe not all photos from me, but also from other photographers.
Oh.
So that's also why it's very nice to talk to you, because maybe there are a lot of other photographers in the world who say, well, this is nice.
Yeah.
Let's do that together and make a community of photographers who are doing this project.
Yep.
That's kind of a dream. And maybe we can do that. First, I thought, well, how nice it could be to travel around the world and making photos of people with scars all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I have three kids. I have a home. I have a studio here. It's maybe too big to dream that dream.
Yeah, ambitious.
So
ambitious.
Maybe it's easy. It's too ambitious. Yeah, it's too ambitious. Yeah, and maybe it's easier to say, well, if there is a photographer in San Francisco, for instance, and say, well, this is nice. This is what I want to do, and let's get in contact and see what's come out of it. And what we talked in beforehand, the financial part of the book. A lot of books were sold on forehand before I made it.
Mm-hmm.
And so via crowdfunding. So all the financial stuff was covered.
Oh, very good.
So there was no financial risk to start with the book or to print the book, actually.
Yeah.
And that's very nice to do it. It's also safe. And of course, not the hours. So you don't have to count it. But it's also a very, it's a nice learning thing as well to do this. kind of project.
That's really interesting. So that's, I mean, speaking to you is, it's a pleasure because it's, you know, we talk a lot about self projects or, you know, sort of people assigning themselves self projects so that they could learn about photography and maybe learn to tell a story. And it's refreshing to hear an experienced professional photographer decide to take on a topic like this and create, not only just photograph it, but create a long-term book and take it all the way to printing 700 books and distribution. So that's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a great experience to make it and to learn a lot of people. Also, the photographers I talked to and had some tips here and there. Also, other photographers who printed already books helped me with starting this this project actually. Yeah. And I hope to help a lot of other people like with scars, but also photographers who want to do this because. It's very interesting when you're making portraits. Actually, it's no matter kind of whatever kind of photography you do, even if you photographing birds, you have to invest in your subject. Mm-hmm. And if you're making portraits, you have to invest in your portraits or in your people who you are going to make photos of.
Yeah,
you have to know them. You have to know what's going on. Why do you want to make the photo and what look like? So it's a very nice experience to work with these kind of people because they have a very nice story to tell, and it's a challenge to show that in the photo.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. I mean, when you it's one thing to know a topic and understand it and sort of see it from the outside, but when you try to tell the story or teach, then your level of understanding goes a level deeper, right?
So absolutely,
it's one thing to drive a car, but it's another thing to understand how to fix the car and how the car is made.
To build it. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, Jan, absolutely. thank you so much for coming on. Any final messages you want to leave with the This Week in Photo audience and your URL where people can go and see more of your work, etc.?
Yeah, if they go to mpb.photo, mm-hmm. then there is it's a very small page, but there you can find a link to other things, and that's the best thing to buy the book or to find some more information. There is a Facebook page, Marks of Pride and Beauty page on Facebook, which are a lot of photos on it and a lot of reactions as well. And I must say that. I was very anxious in the beginning of the project for how people should react on this. Mm-hmm. And I must say, every reaction on the Facebook page was positive. There were no negative reactions. And that was beautiful to experience that because, of course, when you post a photo online in a critique group or so, you get some critique. And maybe it's good to have some critique, but it's also some kind of people who will blame you or whatever what you do, but never of that all. And it's very nice to experience that as well.
I love that.
Very
love
positive.
That. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, congratulations again for putting this book together, and thanks for reaching out and sending me the book to look at. That's fantastic. So again, we're gonna hold you to it. We're gonna hold you to it.
Show and
a signed copy for anybody who orders it from This Week in Photo.
Absolutely. I will.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, you have a good evening. Thanks for staying up so late for this interview.
No problem. You're welcome. It was nice to be here.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. Goodbye.
This is Twit.